It is that time. Welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and each week we get together with the CEO and Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation to talk all things movies. That, of course, is Russ Collins. Good to have you back online.
Well, it's good to be back online with you, and we look forward to that day. We can see each other face to face. It'll be exciting.
2035.
There's more and more. That's right. There's more and more of that happening, and we are happy to announce that the Michigan and state theaters will require all attendees over the age of 12 or older to provide proof of their COVID vaccinations or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours, starting a week from tomorrow. So if you haven't got your vaccination, you can go get it and still come to the Michigan and State Theater.
Was that a hard decision to make for those of you on the foundation?
It was a little hard, but yeah. There's a pretty strong trend. The big music promoter Live Nation is requiring vaccinations for all of their concerts that they do here and elsewhere. Broadway is requiring vaccinations. So if you bring your vaccination card, that will work. If you have a picture of your vaccination card on your phone, then that will work. So that's something we never thought we would say 30 years ago, a picture of your vaccination right. card on your phone. Can you imagine taking a princess phone into a theater and showing it to somebody and having that be meaningful? But anyway, part of our goal from the beginning has been to make the state of Michigan theaters some of the safest, if not the safest, theaters in the state of Michigan. We believe that most folks that head out to movies are vaccinated, so we don't think this is going to be too much of an imposition on folks. And we look forward to that day when we don't have to think about it. I was just talking to somebody the other day, and before the last couple of years, you never would have said, "Hey, David, have you gotten your flu shot? Because I don't know if I want to hang out with you if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet." But
we've kind of always just left that up to people's individuals' tastes.
Absolutely, and their own health dynamics. But this pandemic is indeed a pandemic, and it's been over 100 years since we've had a pandemic. And had so many lives threatened and so many lives lost. And so it takes extraordinary measures. And as the Pope said the other day, getting a vaccination can be a very significant showing of love for your fellow human beings. And I think that that's a really good sentiment. So anyway, don't want to make this political at all. Really just want to make a safe environment for folks to come and be diverted from the troubles of the world right now and enlightened as you come to some of the most interesting and significant movies out there right now.
I was going to say, speaking of loving, what am I going to love this week?
Well, we're opening a film called CODA, which is actually an abbreviation for A Child of Deaf Adult. And it is a heartwarming story about a young woman named Ruby. Our staff got to see it at Sundance in 2020, so a year and a half ago. And they loved it. And we're one of the few theaters in the country that are showing CODA on the big screen. Hmm. It's going to be released subsequently on Apple TV. To see it on the big screen as it was originally intended is a really significant opportunity. The critics love it. Our staff loved it. It's directed by Cyan Hedder, who's a writer and actress, and this is her directorial debut. And it's a very compelling film that stars Marlene Matland, who's a deaf actress that you've seen before in several films, and then the young woman that is the daughter of the deaf parents is played by Amelia Jones. And her great passion in life is music. She's a very talented musician, and her brother and her parents are deaf, and they really don't appreciate her passion or her talent. They do their best to be very supportive, and she negotiates the very complicated family dynamics of a family that is very close, very successful in business in that, they have a family business that they work. And she's played an important role, but she wants to go in a different direction in an area that is a little difficult for the parents to understand. And, that's a family dynamic that I think is fairly universal right. In a lot of ways, but played out in this way. It's also open captioned. The whole movie is open captioned. And that's the first time that a major film has been released with completely open captions. So it's going to be good for everyone coming to see the movie, despite their ability to hear or not. It is a terrific, terrific film. Coda opens tomorrow.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And respect. How's the response right. been to that?
It's been good. Again, things are a little subdued right now, but the audiences are enthusiastic about the film. Jennifer Hudson's performance is highly praised by all the critics. The critics aren't as warm to the film. It got a fresh assessment on Rotten Tomatoes, which I think is the kind of go-to collected critic dynamic that a lot of people look at. But they didn't get about 100% positive reviews. The audience, however, is giving it an almost 100% positive review. Not only is Jennifer Hudson's performance as Aretha Franklin outstanding, they just find the whole film to be very compelling, and it leaves you wanting more. So the film has a great, great cast. It's directed by Liesl Tommy, and this is her directorial debut, and she did a great job. But the film stars Jennifer Hudson as Aretha Franklin, Forrest Whitaker, Marlon Wayans, Audra McDonald, Marc Maron, and lots of other really great folks as well. Mary J. Blige as well rounds out the cast. So go check out Respect.
Definitely. So I thought about
checking out.
What would make me want to see that? And it took one word: Aretha. It's about Aretha.
Aretha.
I'm in.
That's right. The transcendent brilliance of a vocal artist and cultural icon that you gotta go see it. We also have a film that opened the Cannes Film Festival, Annette. And now this has a score put together by the Sparks Brothers. So there's a documentary that we showed about the Sparks Brothers. Mm-hmm. It's directed by Leo Carax, who is his mother is an English speaker, and he was raised in France. His father is French. And he's a very controversial filmmaker. He did films like Holy Motors and Boy Meets Girl, and they tend to be rather explicit. And this film is about an opera singer and a stand-up comedian. And Adam Driver plays the stand-up comedian, and Marion Cotillard plays the opera singer. And it's about their relationship, about their careers, and it's got the very unusual spin of the Sparks Brothers score and Leo Carax direction and writing. So it's worth checking out, but it's certainly not for everybody, but it's for any passionate film lover and anybody who's a fan of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So definitely go see Annette. Again, it's chosen as the opening night film at the Cannes Film Festival. We've got just a couple screenings of Stillwater, which is this
Matt Damon movie, right?
Film. Yeah. Yep. And his daughter, he's a oil worker, and his daughter is imprisoned in France, and he has to go figure out what's going on with that. Is she guilty of a murder, or is she being framed? And it's a cultural clash kind of dynamic.
Thank you for that information, and there will be additional information on all sorts of other movies, and including Summer Big String Classic Series that continues, and you'll find it all at WEMU.org, and you can also find it at the Michigan Theater website at michtheater.org. Thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively each Thursday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.